Hello and welcome to Grandma's Basketball Roundup. This is Tia and I'm joined with
Grandma Dolores.
Today is October 20th, 2014. It's episode number
11.
And today we're going to talk about Grandma's crush of the week,
Grandma's disappointment of the week,
the possible shortening of NBA games,
my favorite coaches,
and much, much more.
Oh, we've got so much to talk about, Tia. But first, I want to thank you for taking me shopping.
Oh, yes. Today, we went to the mall before the podcast, so we got a little shopping therapy.
So
the day after we recorded the last podcast, in which your crush of the week was Kevin Durant.
Yes.
He was diagnosed with a stress fracture in his foot.
Yes.
And is out.
Right. You know, it's undetermined, but think that he'll be out until after December.
Oh, wow. I thought I had heard at the earliest would be, what, 8 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to probably have surgery on his foot?
Yes.
What do you think this is going to do to Oklahoma City?
Russell Westbrook's really going to have to carry them.
Yeah. How do you think he's going to handle that pressure?
Oh, I think he can handle it.
Yeah.
Because I think that he likes to handle the ball.
Yeah.
And he likes to go from one end of the court to the other and make a layup.
So,
and he's fast.
So even though he's not happy that his teammate's out, he's looking at it as an opportunity.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
Let's just say that Durant is out until December. Do you think he would still have a chance at being MVP at the end of the season?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So he's already in the running.
Right.
What if Durant doesn't play at all this season? Does he still have a chance at being MVP?
Well, no.
No. Okay.
Okay. But he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll definitely be back. He's young.
Right.
So would that be one of your disappointments of the week then? Hearing about Durant?
Yes. Yes, I'm always disappointed when I hear about anyone that's injured.
Yeah.
Especially with Xavier out.
Yeah.
It just seems like so many of the Lakers, even take Jody Meeks, who's no longer a Laker,
mm-hmm.
but is with the Detroit Pistons.
Right.
Is out
mm-hmm.
with sprained ankle. Or Jeremy Lin has one sprained ankle, and then he has a second one.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Do you think it's like a curse?
No, I think it's just that afterwards, how they're going to come back and be at the top of the league.
So it's all just a front to be the underdogs.
Well, it's not their fault that they're
keep getting injured?
Right.
Do you think maybe they just don't have a good, like they're not eating right and they're not drinking enough water and it's making them more prone to injuries?
No, but they might do what Matt Barnes did.
What did Matt Barnes do?
He took yoga.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear anything. All I've heard about Matt Barnes in the last week is that he's supposedly separating from his wife.
Yes.
Grandma's shuffling through her LA Times cutouts that she has for her research.
Yes. And I might add right now that Mike Bresnahan, I hope I pronounced that correctly, I really enjoy reading his articles.
Oh, yes. You mentioned that last week. That's right.
Because I think
so, Mike, if you ever want to be a guest on our show, or if anybody who's out there listening knows Mike, just let him know that, you know, we'd love to have him on to discuss Lakers with us.
Yes.
Barnes does yoga. Okay, that's the headline. Okay. I like that LA Times has a headline that says Barnes does yoga. With everything going on in the world, it's a big headline.
But shows his flexibility.
Oh.
See, that's the second line there. He went to classes in Manhattan Beach.
Okay.
And his classmates were not basketball players.
Okay.
They were ladies, all the age from 45 to 60. He walked in and he thought he was in the wrong place. The women thought, I imagine they thought he was in the wrong place too.
Well, yeah, it sounds like did he go to like the wrong yoga class?
No, that was his class assignment. And he really enjoyed it there. Of course, he said that the women, this is the article, that the women really kind of looked at his tattoos.
Oh, they raised their eyebrows at the tattoos?
Yes, but his yoga has improved. His diet has improved. He's eating healthier, smarter, and he lost 18 pounds.
Wow. And it didn't seem like he needed to lose 18 pounds.
Oh, I know it. He weighed 210.
Mm-hmm. But he's like 6'6"?
Barnes is 6'7".
Oh, 6'7", okay. Well, maybe the Lakers need to start doing yoga then.
Yes. I thought maybe I wished I could.
You can do yoga.
But anyway, how did we get off on that? How did I get
off? We were talking about injuries, and we were talking about why the Lakers are plagued, and I was just thinking it was like a witch's curse, but you think it's just coincidence.
Yes.
This kind of goes along the lines of injuries, is now they're saying for the first time in NBA history, they're talking about shortening the games, partly maybe because it's too taxing on players. They want to have a shorter season, possibly, and shorter games. And the games, since the beginning, 1946, since they started the league, they've been 48 minutes. And now they're saying that they want to make them 44 minutes. Do you think that extra minute that they lose a quarter is going to really make a difference?
I don't think so.
So how do you stand on that issue?
Well, I think that if they shortened the technical foul.
So maybe if the refs just stop calling so many technical fouls,
right,
the games will be shorter.
Uh-huh.
Just in general.
When they go over to the desk.
Oh, when they check the replays?
Yeah, replays.
That takes a while.
Yes.
But that's necessary.
Yes.
Because it's horrible when a game goes the wrong way just because they didn't see it right.
Yes. And I've seen some of the games going the wrong way through exhibition. But I think that the refs, they have to get up to code too.
Oh, yeah, they're all practicing themselves.
So,
speaking of technicals and preseason, this also happened shortly after our last podcast recording. Ronnie Price from the Lakers throwing a shoe at, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but Iguodala in the Golden State Lakers preseason game.
Well, his shoe came off.
Okay. It just happened to come off.
It just came off. He picked it up.
Okay.
And he was running to the other end of the floor.
So
Iguodala was dribbling.
Okay.
And Ronnie Price just threw the tennis shoe, hoping to knock it out of the way.
Oh, so he was just aiming for the ball, not the player?
Oh, yes. Definitely the ball.
Do you think they should add that to NBA games? That should just be like something they add to the rules of basketball, where players can carry things that they just throw at balls to try and knock it away.
No, well, he got a technical on that.
Yeah, he got a technical, but did he deserve it?
No.
No, he didn't deserve it?
No.
Why didn't he deserve the technical?
Because it missed the ball. And it missed Iguodala too.
Yeah.
So be thankful that he picked up his shoe.
If he left his shoe on the court, should he have gotten a technical for littering?
Well, no, I don't think that either.
They don't give littering technicals, do they?
No, I don't think so. If they would, that way back in the days, Bob Knight would have had a lot of technicals.
For throwing all those chairs?
Yes.
I think he did have a lot of technicals, but they would have been technicals upon technicals for...
Uh-huh.
You're throwing away a perfectly good chair, Bobby Knight.
Yes, thinking of Bobby Knight, I was reading the other day, too, that Steve Alford, who is the coach of the UCLA, that, you know, he used to be he was in Indiana as a player, and then he was at Iowa as a coach.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Before he came to Arizona.
And then he went to UCLA?
Now he's in UCLA.
Well, he bounces around a lot.
Mm-hmm, but he's doing real, real good.
Well, Grandma, everyone's always waiting with bated breath to find out who the crush of the week is.
Well, I wish the person was waiting.
Well, you never know. We get a few more listeners, and maybe the NBA players will be listening in, hoping that they're the crush of the week.
Well, Jordan Hill.
Oh, Jordan Hill. We talked about him last week.
I just think that he has turned his life around, so I hear. And that he used to be quite a drinker of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And he's put his big pants on now, and he's straightening up. And I like him. I like him very much.
He's 6'10". He's 27 years old. He went to Arizona. He would have maybe not been under that Steve Alford.
Okay.
And then he was drafted by the New York Knicks.
Is that right, Tia?
That is right.
Realize he was with...
That's who he was drafted by. He played there his rookie season and then has moved around. Jordan Hill of the Lakers. Not a big surprise. However, just remember that last week's Crush of the Week was plagued with an injury. So I hope that this doesn't become the curse. You'll have to start making Dwight Howard your crush every week.
Yes. I'd like to make him my crush. One thing, I'm afraid Robert Sacre didn't play the other night.
No.
And he was not injured, from what I've heard.
But maybe he's not playing because he's a shoo-in on the team.
I hope that's it. But,
Well, do they have someone else with a lot of height that would be threatening his...
What about Ed Davis?
You think that Ed Davis might threaten Sacre's position on the team?
Well, I hope not. But, I mean, I hope Ed Davis does good. But,
Yeah, I mean, you were telling me that it kind of makes you sad to watch these games.
Some of them are going to be cut.
Yeah.
But then I look at Ronnie Price, and he's playing without a guaranteed contract. And he's out there just playing his heart out.
And yeah, and they think he's going to maybe start, you were saying.
Yes.
Could be the starting point guard. Now that Lin's got two sprained ankles.
Yes.
Speaking of Jeremy Lin, my friend CJ Toledano wanted me to get your take on Lin.
Well, when he came out of New York and all that Lin sanity, what I read is that he doesn't like to hear about that.
Okay.
I mean, who wouldn't want to hear about making 43 points a game?
You know? Maybe he just doesn't want the pressure.
But then he was traded to Houston, a setback for him, I think. And now he's with the Lakers, and he's trying to really show that he really is a good player. And he's trying to forget all of that insanity.
Yeah. And,
but he should be playing with Kobe. And I'm beginning to really favor him, too.
You said you read an interview with him this week where he said that he was traded to L.A. for nothing, practically, and that he didn't feel welcome in Houston.
Right. They just wanted to open up some salary space, hoping to get Carmelo Anthony.
Oh.
In fact, I read that there was a picture of Carmelo Anthony in a Houston basketball suit with the number 7. And, of course, that's Len's number.
Whoa.
And, you know, when you look at that and you see that your number is on a Houston uniform on another player that doesn't even belong to your team, I think that would be very demoralizing.
Yeah, and you probably see the sign there that...
that you're going to be shipped off someplace. But I think his salary was like $14
million. Wow.
So
then he left to go to the Lakers. And
yes. So now I wish him all kinds of luck.
Yeah.
Carlos Boozer, he really plays good, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got...
They wouldn't cut him, would they?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
I didn't think so, but...
Well, he's been in the starting lineup.
Oh, okay. They're not going to cut Kobe, are they?
That would be a shock to everybody.
What about Nick Young? Are they going to cut Nick Young?
No. In fact, a reporter asked Byron Scott, what would take the enthusiasm from Nick Young's? And he thinks that even shooting him wouldn't take his enthusiasm away.
Yeah. Well, I know we watched something on YouTube that was a day in the life of Nick Young, and his mom had said that I guess he was just always kind of a clown. In fact, last week he went to down in Hollywood at the Man Chinese Theater. They have all these people that dress up like characters, and they take photos with tourists. And Nick Young put on his full Lakers uniform and went down to the Walk of Fame, Man Chinese Theater, to be with the characters, and he posted it on Instagram that no one thought it was really him. But he had his cast and everything. It was definitely him.
Oh. I think he just has a fun, fun life.
Yeah, yeah. I was really disappointed. My disappointment of the week was that I didn't go to the Man Chinese Theater that day. I would have name dropped you, Grandma. I would have gone right up to him and name dropped you.
Wow.
I would have said, Grandma Dolores says what's up.
Yep.
When you played basketball in high school, would you say that you were like a Nick Young type?
No.
No, you weren't. You took it seriously.
Oh, yes. Yes. It was a lot different than it is today.
Really? Did you have to wear a skirt in your uniform?
No.
Okay, someone I know who's from Iowa, he and I were talking about Iowa women's basketball because he actually was very familiar with the 6-on-6. But he said it was like that until the 80s, that it was 6-on-6 in the half court play. Mm-hmm. But he mentioned, I guess, a lot of the uniforms in the 40s were skirts, like dresses. But you wore shorts.
Yes.
Did you wear the long shorts, the medium shorts, or the short shorts?
We wore like bloomer shorts. They had elastic in them, and then you bring it up and that was... It was shorts.
On our website, www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com, on the banner of our podcast, you can see Grandma's basketball picture from high school. That was like a satin.
We had satin.
Do you sweat a lot in satin? Not saying you personally, but people in general.
Well, see, that
Grandma,
was
tell me about your sweating patterns.
But that was before polyester, see?
They didn't have polyester then, okay.
Yeah.
When was the first time you wore polyester?
Oh.
70s?
I don't remember.
1970s butterfly collar?
No. Probably. It could have been in the 50s.
The 50s. Uh-huh. Was that like a big thing that came when it came out?
Not really.
Nobody cared.
No.
So I have a question for you, Grandma.
What's that?
Golden State versus LA Clippers. Which team is a better team?
Golden State.
You think Golden State's a better team than the Clippers will be? They're going to do better this season?
Yes, I think that they're going to be right up there. And Steph Curry is one that I really like what I read about him. I like how he compliments other players on other teams.
Oh.
And he's just looks to me like a sweetheart.
So just based on Steph Curry alone, Golden State's a better team?
Well, and Klay Thompson.
And Klay Thompson.
Yes.
But I know that...
And Steve Kerr.
But I know that you've said that Blake Griffin, who's not your favorite player, has gotten better this season.
Yes, he has.
So there's Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Barnes, Farmar. I mean, that's a pretty good team on the Clippers.
Yeah, and Crawford.
Oh, and, I don't know who Crawford is.
Dan Jordan.
Oh.
They call him DJ, I believe.
That makes sense. It's his initials.
He's only 26 years old.
Hmm. How tall is he to be their center?
6'11".
Oh.
And
nice
he's really stepped up and he's doing real good. In fact, I enjoy watching the Clippers now.
Well, there's so many former Lakers on the Clippers that...
Yes.
Or someone that should have been a Laker on the Clippers. You know, I'm just realizing that this whole crush of the week curse isn't real because Julius Randle was your crush of the week last week, I think. And Kevin Durant was your crush of the week 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So it's not your fault, Grandma. I had some misinformation there.
Uh-huh.
That you caused Kevin Durant to be injured because you picked him as crush of the week. But that was several...
Right.
We're talking episode 9.
Right.
I think the blame is off of you.
Okay.
Now, I know that you were kind of upset, speaking of the number 9, that Kobe Bryant was ranked number 9 in the Sports Illustrated's Players of the Season. But now ESPN has come out with a list of the top players of the season. And Kobe is listed number 40.
Well, Tia.
Yes.
That's because he only played 6 games.
So he's got nowhere to go, but, well, I'm going to say down, since he's going to try and move his way lower towards number one.
And we haven't even mentioned Cleveland.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you which one's better, Cleveland or Chicago, but I kind of know what you're going to say.
Yeah. Cleveland's got a good team.
Yeah.
But...
disappointingly so.
Yes. But Chicago's got Paul Casale and Derrick Rose.
Yes.
And they're going to be okay.
They're going to be all right.
Yeah.
What about New York versus Chicago? Which one's better?
I would say Chicago.
Chicago's a better team than the New York Knicks.
But I like Derek Fisher.
Okay, who's better, Miami or the Knicks?
Miami or the Knicks? Well, you know, Miami hasn't been doing
very
too
well.
Bad.
Oh, no, they've been doing pretty good? Okay.
I was surprised that Miami beat the Spurs the other night. I think it was the last couple nights.
Wow. But you said that they weren't playing their starters necessarily.
Yeah, that's what... sometimes Tim Duncan hasn't played. Tony Parker hasn't played. That Birdman is still with Miami.
Anderson, yes.
But he's got a different haircut.
Oh, really? He's not... Yeah. Doesn't have the mohawk anymore?
Yes, but it's a little bit different.
Oh.
and Shannon Brown, ex-Laker.
Okay.
Plays for Miami.
Oh.
So I got to see him.
Seems like every team has a former Laker on it now.
I know it. thinking of announcers.
Yes.
Jalen Rose.
Okay. I remember him from Michigan, University of Michigan, Fab Five.
Yes. But he has a flower or something in his sport coat on the lapel.
Okay. Do you think it's a real flower?
It looks real, and he looks so nice, because he always has a flower there.
What if I told you that that flower squirted water? Would you still think it was really nice?
As long as it wasn't squirted at me, I guess. Maybe that's for him to put out his cigars.
Oh, there you go.
So he just squirts it and puts out the cigar.
That's a really good idea, actually. For all you announcers out there that are smoking in between your segments, just get a flower that squirts water. And you can extinguish your cigar and relight it in between. Earlier, when we were at the mall, you mentioned that you were really happy that the Nuggets...
I was happy to see that the Denver... beat the Clippers, and they were playing here in L.A.
Oh.
And I got to see Brian Shaw.
The coach.
The coach, who was always one of my favorite players when he was playing with the Lakers.
Why is Brian Shaw one of your favorite players?
Well, I read about him when he was at UC Santa Barbara. And there were some tragic things that happened in his family. And... I just think that for a young college student, he just was marvelous. And I think he's just an outstanding person.
Who's your favorite coach?
My favorite coach?
Right now.
Right now.
Not of all time, but...
You're making me think about it. But I really do think it's Byron Scott.
He's your favorite coach? Has he ever been a coach before this season?
Yes, he was. He's been coached.
Okay.
Different teams so and assistant coach.
Your current favorite coach is Byron Scott.
Yes.
Okay. Who's your favorite coach of all time?
Of all times?
Yeah. Of all the times.
I know people expect you to say Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that he's my favorite.
No?
No. Of all times. Trying to even think of some of the coaches. Tee, I'm going to have to rest on that one.
Okay, well, something for you to think about. Maybe you can email Grandma at grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com and give your vote. Tweet us at bballgrandma with your favorite coaches of all time and try and sway Grandma.
Yeah,
I don't know enough coaches to have a favorite one or to give you any advice. I mean, I kind of expected you to say Jackson, but...
Well...
Why wouldn't you say he's your favorite? There are things you don't like about him?
Well, I like Doc Rivers.
Oh.
In fact, one thing I've noticed, Tia,
yeah,
is that during the exhibition season, that the coaches are a little more relaxed in their dress code.
Oh, really?
I notice that they wear T-shirts.
Oh.
Or polo shirts. I mean, I don't mean the white T-shirts. I mean a polo shirt. And during the season, they always wear suits and ties. Last week,
mm-hmm,
on that show they have before the game, Dave Miller and James Worthy, they were dressed so nicely in their suits,
mm-hmm,
and ties. And there was the woman that was the moderator. Her name was Kelly Tennant.
Kelly Tennant.
And she had on this purple outfit,
mm-hmm,
that just did not go well in my eyes. She probably looked good if she was going out for the evening.
Okay. So it looked like she was like going to a club?
Yes.
So what did it was like sparkly and...
The leggings were...
Oh. Did she look like she was dressed like a Laker girl?
Yeah.
A little bit more clothing than a Laker girl.
Yes, I mean, they were long leggings. And then a purple top on it that I thought when she was sitting down behind the desk, the purple top looked fine. Until she got up. And I just didn't... I thought that she should look at the weather girls when they're on the L.A. stations. They're all dressed so nice.
Yeah.
And
so she's got a lot to learn about fashion.
I think she does.
So Kelly Tennant, you better shape up.
You're right.
How's her basketball knowledge?
Well,
we've already trash talked her outfit. Now, how do you feel about what she knows about basketball?
Well, as long as you have a paper in front of you, I guess you can know a lot.
So Grandma's gunning for your job.
Yeah.
She's got a paper in front of her. And she's wearing nice black pants.
I couldn't even get up on those stools.
Oh, they would work with you. They'd make it work.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to maybe talk to Matt Barnes and how that...
Oh, that yoga class. Yeah. So what else is going on in the world of Grandma this week, other than NBA?
Well, I tell you, Tia, I'm afraid that I had an addiction.
Oh, my God. Week. You had an addiction?
Yes.
What were you addicted to?
I sat for hours and watched Revenge.
Of the ABC hit series Revenge?
Yes.
You watched all the show? You binge watched them?
Right. So I could catch up for tonight.
So now you're caught up.
Yes.
And what do you have to say about Revenge?
I think that the writers and the editing is wonderful.
Okay.
I really do. But there are some things that I would have probably done a little bit different on casting.
Who would you want to change?
Well, I would put Josh in.
Who?
And Rhett.
Oh, Rhett is my brother-in-law. Josh is my boyfriend. You'd cast them in the show instead?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any particular parts you would put them in?
Not the kind that murder people.
Doesn't everybody on that show murder people, though, at some point? Even if, accidentally, or... It's like you either murder someone purposefully or accidentally on that show. In case you don't know, Revenge is a modern-day Count of Monte Cristo, where a woman is avenging the death of her father.
Right. And
in the Hamptons.
And I was just addicted to it. Oh, I don't think I've been addicted to...
But now that you're caught up and you can no longer binge watch, how do you feel? Like it's just you're going to get your weekly dosage and you'll be okay? Or
yes.
Will you start getting the itch again?
No, just my weekly dose. And it doesn't come on till 10 o'clock at night here.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have to record it or go back on demand and watch it. But it's taken my mind off of the NBA for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 days.
2 full days.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to, I'm not caught up in the show Revenge, but I look forward to talking with you more about Revenge. And we'll turn this into Grandma's Basketball and Revenge Roundup.
Yeah, that's what I think I'm doing.
We could just do 2 different podcasts. One could be Grandma's Basketball Roundup and one could be Grandma's Revenge Roundup.
Well,
every day we could record a different subject.
Well, I don't have that many different subjects to you.
Well, but, we only need 7.
But the wardrobe of the women is just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. They have really good clothes. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's
nothing like Kelly Tennant.
No, maybe that's what made me notice that.
Yeah.
But
you were just...
Yeah. Well...
Well, I remember you once told me, though, the thing about Revenge, that you, when you first started watching it, you said to me, I don't understand how people can be so evil.
I still don't know how they can. I just don't understand how family can be so evil to each other.
Well, maybe that's what prompted you to say to me today that you said you need to live near your family, and then even then your family can turn on you. That was a quote from Grandma today.
That's right.
I don't see any of our family turning on you, so you have nothing to worry about, Grandma. Unless you start plotting something against people, I think we're okay.
But I know that I have the greatest grandchildren and great-grandchildren in the world.
Well, you're going to lose some fans if you say that. Well, thank you. No, we have the greatest grandma in the world.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So, until next week.
Until next week. You've been listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can go to our website, www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com, to listen. You can email us at grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com. And you can tweet us at bballgrandma on Twitter. So until next week, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.